You have to want to eat. You have to come with them. Benches. If the benching is the, you know, the last special mitzvah of the Seder, and that's the mitzvah of Kriyas Hallel. The Hallel has already begun at the early part of the Seder, at the end of Magid. So we begin the Hallel, but then the bulk of the Hallel is said after the Seder. This is what the Mishnah Masechet tells us, that you split up the Hallel on Pesach night, and the majority of the Hallel is said at this point in the Seder. There is a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. What is this Hallel all about? This Hallel that we say at the Seder. So what is the nature of this Hallel? Why are we saying Hallel exactly at this point at the Seder? So there is a machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Ramban suggests that the saying of Hallel at the Seder is a Hallel which relates to the doing of a mitzvah. That Chazal tell us that there are some mitzvahs that carry with them such a tremendous amount of simcha that one is supposed to say Hallel b'shas kima mitzvah. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim that Efshar Yisrael shochta b'schayev e'edom b'shira is it shayach to shechta kama Pesach and not to say shira. That's in fact what the Mishnah tells us, that they used to say Hallel b'shas shchitas kama Pesach in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Gemara says that b'shas matilas lulav you're supposed to say Hallel. So in addition to the kiyum of Hallel that you get on Sukkot, there are two kiyum of Hallel on Sukkot. There's a kiyum of Hallel, but there is Yom Tov, that every Yom Tov is mechayev a Hallel. And then there's another additional kiyum, which may have ramifications of the halacha, that there's a kiyum of Hallel, but there is mitzvah, that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is mechayev an additional Hallel. So the Rabban says, just as we find that Netilas Lulav is mechayev Hallel, the Shechitas Karban Pesach is mechayev Hallel, so Achilas Karban Pesach is also mechayev Hallel. So according to the Ramban, the saying of Hallel to say tonight is the mitzvah Achilas Pesach. We don't have the real mitzvah b'zman hazeh. We have Achilas Matzah. We have the Zeichel Pesach. Whatever the case may be, but it's basically a Hallel which is a mitzvah-oriented type of Hallel. This is the understanding of the Ramban. And other Rishonim disagree with this. Other Rishonim question whether this is really the Yesod. So that's the reason why we say Hallel on Pesach night to Seder. Maybe it's a different type of Hallel Gamre. The Rishonim discusses in the context of the very basic question that the Rishonim have, whether one is supposed to recite a bracha before saying Hallel at the Seder or not. So there were, in fact, some Rishonim who said that you do, that you make a bracha before saying Hallel at the Seder. It's a mitzvah to say Hallel at the Seder, the same way you make a bracha in any other Hallel. And many Rishonim disagreed. Many Rishonim said that you don't say a bracha when you say Hallel at the Seder. The question is why. So some Rishonim said that perhaps that's the part of the reason why we say Hallel in Shul, and many have the practice saying Hallel in Shul on Pesach night. There's Machlekes different minhagim. Masechet Sofrim tells us that one is supposed to say Hallel in Shul after Ma'ariv on Pesach night with a bracha. So many followed the Masechet Sofrim, others didn't follow the Masechet Sofrim, different minhagim in Klai Yisrael today. So some Rishonim say that the bracha that you say in the Hallel in Shul, that carries you over to the Seder. That means you really do say a bracha, so to speak, because the bracha was said a little bit earlier. Another Rishonim say no, that you don't say Hallel at the, you don't make a bracha on Hallel at the Seder for a different reason. Not that you made a bracha in Shul and the bracha pops. You know that the Hallel at the Seder is a fundamentally different type of Hallel. It doesn't require a bracha. The question is, what is it about the Hallel at the Seder that doesn't require a bracha? So some Rishonim say because it's split up, because you said half the Hallel the first part of the Seder and half the Hallel at the end of the Seder, so Chatzi Hallel you can't recite a bracha. And the Ran, the end of Masechet Pesachim, quotes from Rav Haigon a somewhat vague reason. Says Rav Haigon that you don't make a bracha upon saying Hallel at the Seder because the Hallel at the Seder is not a Hallel of Kriya, it's a Hallel of Shira. The other Hallels that are said are Kriya's a Hallel, where the recitation of Hallel, but this is the singing of a Hallel, so Shira's a Hallel doesn't require a bracha. The question is, what does that mean? So the Rav explained what Haigon means is as follows, that the Hallel on Pesach night is a Hallel al Hanes, it's not the mitzvah sechilas karban Pesach and the mitzvah sechilas matzah, and it's not the Yom Tov that's mechayev, but rather it's the very fact that a Nes is unfolding on Pesach night, that's the requirement of saying Hallel. Just as the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Erechin, that you have to say Hallel on Chanukah, even though Chanukah is not really a Yom Tov, and the Hallel that we say isn't relating to the mitzvahs of Chanukah, rather the Nes, the fact that a Nes occurred in Chanukah, that's b'chayiv us to say a Hallel. So the same is true that Pesach night, when the Nes of Makas Becheris, the Makas Bepatish, which is Mitzrayim, is taking place, so that's b'chayiv us to recite Hallel. That's a Hallel al Hanes. But Hallel al Hanes, we generally speak, we do recite a bracha on the Hallel of Chanukah. So here the Rav explained that there's a fundamental distinction between the Hallel of Chanukah in contrast to the Hallel of Pesach night. That the Hallel on Chanukah is what we call a hal of a zechel aneis. It's commemorating events that took place thousands of years ago that we're not re-experiencing the nace of Hanukkah. We're just merely reminding ourselves of what happened. There was a Yeshua from a Kodesh Baruch Hu 2,000 years ago. Because hal and Pesach night is fundamentally different. Hal and Pesach night is, the Rambam writes, that the din that b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam l'ras asatma k'ilu yotzim in Mitzrayim, that you have to envision yourself as if you leave Mitzrayim, does not mean that you have to envision yourself as if you left Mitzrayim 3,500 years ago. But rather, the Rambam adds a word to what the Mishnah says, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam l'ras asatma k'ilu yotzim atam in Mitzrayim, k'ilu you're leaving Mitzrayim right now. That's what's called in halacha halal b'shas hanes. So there are many who maintain that it's Siv and others who claim that there's a difference in halacha between a halal as a zechel anes and a halal b'shas anes. Halal as zechel anes is only a halal midrabanan. Halal b'shas anes mamish is a mitzvah deraisa. The makor being, the Torah describes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael sang at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Why is the Torah, what's the purpose of the halacha to tell us all about the Az Yashim Moshe? Is it not just a historical story, but rather it's a din, says the Netziv, there's a requirement min haTorah to celebrate the events of a miracle as they are unfolding, and that's a halal b'shas anes. But there's a fundamental distinction between a halal as a zechel anes and a halal b'shas anes, and that is, explained the Rav, that halal zechel anes is a planned event. It means we know Chanukah is coming, we know that the events happened 2,000 years ago, it's going to come Chafei Kislev, we're going to commemorate what happened 2,000 years ago, it's on the calendar, it's a marked event, it's a planned event. Halal b'shas anes, by its very nature, is supposed to be spontaneous. That the whole notion of halal b'shas anes means that you see an ace unfolding, as you're experiencing the ace unfolding, you break out in song. Says the Rav, if you're going to recite a bracha on a halal b'shas anes, that's going to take away from the aspect of the reaction, the spontaneous reaction. The idea of a halal b'shas anes means it's also just burst forth with song. Just as the events happen, you just come out with the song. If you're going to make a hachanas for it, you're going to say, hinani mukram zum, you're going to make a bracha, so a bracha will detract from that notion of being spontaneous. So the Rav said, that's what Rav Haigron meant, that it's inappropriate to recite a bracha on halal b'shas anes. It's inappropriate to recite a bracha on halal paseder, because by doing so, you're going to detract that aspect of being spontaneous, which is the very nature, which is the very mechayev of the halal. This, the Rav's understanding of Rav Haigron, this is a whole different kind of halal. This is not a halal Torah's mitzvah, as the Ramban says. This is a halal al hanes, but it's not even the regular halal hanes. It's not like the lower level of halal hanes, as a zechel hanes, such as the halal of Chanukah, but rather it's perhaps the only halal that we have all year long that's min haTorah, in the sense of that it's a halal b'Torah's nes, but b'Torah's hanes that's unfolding right now. After the Tziv, who also had the same yisod, so the Tziv says, perhaps that's the meaning of what we're saying in the Haggadah, which is the quote from the Mishnah of Maseches Pesachim, that first we say, "Behold, over the Chayav Adam Liros Asatzma Kuliyatzim Mitzrayim," and then right immediately afterwards we say, "Lefikach Anachnu Chayav Mahodus Lahalal." So what does it mean, Lefikach? What does it mean that because we have a Chiyav to view ourselves as we left Mitzrayim, therefore we have to say Halal? Even if we didn't have a Chiyav, we would have to say Halal. We say Halal Bechanukah. We say halal to commemorate Nisim of the past, even though there is no chiv of b'chol dor v'dor when it comes to Chanukah. So the answer says in itself, what we're saying, the Mishnah is telling us, what we're saying in the Haggadah is as follows, that because there's an obligation to view ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim, therefore this has the halachic status of b'shas aneis, lefikach anach b'chayavim, therefore we have a chiv to say a whole different type of halal. It's a new mechayiv of halal. It's not a halal b'torah zeichel aneis, it's a halal b'torah shas aneis mamish. So this whole idea that halal and Pesach night is a halal of nes, and it's a very unique type of halal, namely the halal as a shas and nes mamish, this is an entirely different word from the Ramban. And according to the Ramban, the halal is b'taras mitzvah, it's not b'taras nes. According to Rav Haigron, it would appear that it's b'taras nes, and it's a halal for the very unique type of nes, namely the nes as it's unfolding, the special chi of the rites of Az Yashem Moshe of halal.